Leslie Smith on the Radio Oklahoma Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com. We'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures talking about the news behind the grain markets today and also your closing numbers here next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
It's the ultimate win-win situation for wheat farmers. Farmers receive the best genetically improved wheat varieties that address their specific needs. And when you invest in varieties created by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics, you're investing in the future of your own farm operations. Your investment today allows independent research to continue that returns that investment directly back to you in the form of locally adapted varieties. Help keep OSU's wheat breeding program strong and sustainable. Log on to OKGenetics.com to learn more. That's OKGenetics.com.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Grain futures were lower in everything but the Kansas City wheat, which closed up a penny in December at $4.90, about 5.5 cents off of the lows for the day. That market seems to keep holding those contract lows here without any real news, or let me say new news, to drive it lower. So that's a relatively good thing if you're a wheat producer. Chicago wheat, though, wasn't quite as fortunate as Kansas City. Chicago was down 3.75 at $4.95.75. And then soybeans were the weak contract today, down 12.75 at $8.65. In November, that was a penny off the low. Now, corn also, unfortunately, down 3.5 cents, 373.5. It seems like the outside markets are maybe the biggest impact we're seeing here, with the Dow Jones being extremely volatile, currently up 350 points, but it's been down as much as about 200 points on the day, so a really wide range of about 600 points from the low to the high. The U.S. dollar index is up 55 at 95.09, so that could possibly be pressuring commodities just a touch. Crude oil down 50 cents here at 38.81. It continues to slide, and then cattle futures lower as well, with feeders anywhere from 55 to $1.40 lower, and fats 87 to $1.10 lower.
We'll have more analysis right after this on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else are traders looking at today?
The outside markets seem to be one of the bigger drivers on all these financial products, but there are some other things going on in terms of some technical stuff. Managed money is short wheat. They're short about 20 million bushels of wheat, long 385 million bushels of corn, and now they're even the soybeans, so they're not long or short soybeans, which is interesting because not that long ago they had record long positions across the board, and that has come down considerably on the sell-off. Another note from the USDA is that they're expecting farm incomes to drop 36% this year to the lowest levels in 9 years. The total number is $58.3 billion. Last year it was $91.1 billion, so a significant drop-off. They're saying that's the lowest one-year decline since 1983. So lower corn, lower wheat, lower beans, and now cattle moving lower are all contributing to the big drop on the farm incomes. Also talk that maybe bigger supplies of corn and beans in South America, a little bit of slowdown in the economic activity in China is hurting the world commodity and also U.S. Grain prices, as China is a large buyer.
That's Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. Justin, how can people reach you?
877-431-9805.
And recapping your markets, October live cattle down 132 at 140.37. December down 130 at 142.67. September feeder cattle down 130 at 198.10, with October down 140 at 194.35. October lean hogs 50 lower at $67, and December down 117 at 62.30. September Kansas City wean up a half at 466.5. December up a quarter at 489.25. September Chicago wean down 5.25 at 489.75. September corn down 3.75 at 361.75. December down 3.75 at 373.25. September soybeans down 16.5 at 877.75. November down 12.75 at 865. October cotton down 120 at 62.56. December December down 65 at 62.51. That's your market analysis on the Radio Oklahoma Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com.